Morning Watch. Being a vessel unto honor, a fully equipped man of God, by being empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus, to fully accomplish our ministry in the unique ministry of God's economy. Week 4. Christ nullifying death and bringing life and incorruption to light, and our remembering Jesus Christ, the seed of David, raised from the dead. Monday, related verses. 2 Timothy 1, verse 10. But now has been manifested through the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who nullified death and brought life and incorruption to light through the gospel. Hebrews 2, verse 9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little inferior to the angels, because of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God he might taste death on behalf of everything. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 52 through 54. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we will be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. And when this corruptible will put on incorruption, and this mortal will put on immortality, then the word which is written will come to pass. Death has been swallowed up unto victory. Hebrews 7, verse 16. Who has been appointed not according to the law of a fleshy commandment, but according to the power of an indestructible life? Revelations 1, verse 18. And the living one, and I became dead, and behold, I am living forever and ever, and I have the keys of death and of Hades. Revelations 20, verse 14. And death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. Related reading. That Christ nullified death means that he made death of none effect through his devil-destroying death and death-swallowing resurrection. Through his resurrection, death has become of none effect. Death has lost its power, even its taste. Christ could nullify death because he destroyed the devil, the one who has the might of death. Of course, by overcoming Satan and nullifying death, the Lord Jesus also defeated Hades and the grave. Christ, through his resurrection, has made this troublesome group of none effect. His resurrection demonstrated that he triumphed over Satan, death, Hades, and the grave. Hebrews 2, verse 9 says that the Lord Jesus tasted death on behalf of everything. This indicates that Christ's redemption was accomplished not only for people, but for everything created by God. Thus God could reconcile all things to himself by him. Colossians 1, verse 20 says that God has reconciled all things to himself through the death of Christ. This is clearly typified by the redemption of Noah's Ark, in which not only 8 persons, but all other living things created by God were saved. The Ark is a type, a picture, of Christ in this respect. In Hebrews 2, verse 9, we have the profound revelation that Christ tasted death not only for man, but also for all other things. Due to the sin of Adam, the head of the old creation, everything is under death. In his work on the cross, Christ tasted this death, a death on behalf of everything. This is the reason we say that Christ's death was an all-inclusive death. For the believers to be redeemed in their body is to have death and their entire being swallowed up by the resurrection life and victory. The time is coming when the last enemy, death, will not only be destroyed, but also swallowed up by resurrection life. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 54 says, "When this corruptible will put on incorruption, and this mortal will put on immortality, then the word which is written will come to pass. Death has been swallowed up unto victory." The word "when" refers to the time that our corrupted and mortal body will be resurrected or transfigured from corruption and death into glory and life. This is the consummation of the resurrection we shared in God's New Testament economy through redemption and salvation in Christ. This resurrection begins with the making alive of our dead spirit and is completed with the transfiguration of our corruptible body. In between is the process of the metabolic transformation of our fallen soul by the life-giving spirit who is the reality of resurrection. Death means defeat to man. Through Christ's salvation and the resurrection life, death will be swallowed up into victory to us, the beneficiaries of Christ's resurrection life. In this verse, victory is a synonym of resurrection. Resurrection is a victory of life over death. When death in our entire being is swallowed up by Christ's resurrection life, the corruptible will put on incorruption. Life is a divine element, even God Himself, imparted into our spirit. Incorruption is a consequence of life saturating our body. When our body is transfigured at the time of the Lord's coming, our body will become incorruptible. In this way, the corruptible will put on incorruption.